In today's solo episode, I'm going to answer a question on anti-racism or allyship from our Inclusion First community. Now, these episodes are really made to get you the information that you need so that you can go and make greater change in the world. These are real questions from real people. And my goal here is to break down the question, give some answers and some insights that you can hopefully put to use as you are out there navigating your life, navigating opportunities for anti-racism, for allyship, and to really bring more inclusion into the spaces that you exist in. So here we go. Okay, today's community question is, what is a good response or way to inform people that some of the terms and phrases they use are offensive? I love this question. I love it for a few reasons, but the first is really just that I believe that we're here to start to interrupt the racism that we're seeing around us. You know, we've held this like tenet of silence for a long time. People of color in corporate spaces, primarily majority out of the need for self-preservation, self-defense, and now with everything that has happened in the last year and a half, the filters have come off and we are able to speak more truth, more often, more real time. And this is a great question that really kind of gets to the heart of that. And so when you find yourself in a situation where the terms and phrases are being used in a way that's offensive, I say that it is your responsibility and your job to call that out, like at the moment that it's happening, honestly. And you can call people out and then you can call them back into the conversation as well. So calling them out is like letting them know, hey, what you're saying is not okay. Calling them back in is to have more of that conversation where it's like a teaching moment where you can reconnect, because our intent when we're calling someone out is not to shame them and not to judge them, but really to help them in changing the behavior that they're demonstrating that just isn't okay. And so this idea that we can get in the middle, that we can interrupt what's going on and then perhaps even present a better way. And we have the opportunity to do that. And that is not always an easy thing, depending upon the group that you're in, depending upon the power structure, depending upon the context of the conversation. But the only way to really get good at doing it is to practice and to know that the first few times that you do it, you might not do it well. You might make mistakes, and that should be expected. But what you can do is learn from those mistakes and figure out how you can do it better the next time. And I just think because we are where we are at this time, you know, we're, you know, this is September of 2021. We've been in this pandemic. We've been in this racial uprising, racial awakening that has been happening over, you know, the last year and a half, that we have a unique opportunity, that we're uniquely positioned to have a bigger impact and to be a bit more broad sweeping and a bit more brave. And I'm not saying that we have not been brave. We absolutely have been. But now we're being called to be even more brave because we have this opportunity to continue to change the status quo. And I was actually talking to my mom about a conversation that she had had at a neighbor's house. She was at maybe like a 4th of July, Memorial Day picnic at someone's like lake house down the street from them. And she was in a conversation with a woman who was a white woman. And I don't remember exactly what the woman said, but it was something that was like both assumptive and offensive about race, about Black children, about busing in. I'm not sure what it was. And my mom wasn't sure what to say to let this lady know that it wasn't okay that she said that. And even more importantly, for her own self-protection, like get out of that conversation quickly. And as we were talking about the dynamics of that conversation, it occurred to me, like, what would happen if instead of being like kind of the victim of the racism and the offensive like conversation that's going on, what if we stopped like just holding that in silence? And what if we actually said, hey, you know what? The thing that you just said is like racially insensitive, and just like leave the conversation completely, because I'm not suggesting that you have to like get in a conversation or a fight with someone or even teach them or make it a learning moment, because you are like, in this case, my mom's at a party. This is not her job. She didn't show up to like be someone's, racism guru in that moment. And she's just wanting to like have a good time and not have to deal with, you know, all of a sudden like kind of racist onslaught that's coming at her. But what if we just called people out? for what they said and like walk away. We don't have to get in a fight with them. We don't have to like explain why or defend it. Like instead of just letting it slide, because when we just let it slide, nothing happens. Like that person doesn't know that they said something that was wrong. They don't know that they said something that was offensive to someone, and they might say to someone else. They likely will, right? It's probably not the first time. That person didn't even know my mother. So probably not the first time they've like shared that particular belief with a stranger, right? And so if we were to call them out, how would that impact them the next time they went to say something like that to someone who looked like my mom or even someone else? Just knowing that, hey, not everyone shares this belief. And maybe some people even think that this is offensive. Maybe they'll be like, you know what? I don't think what I said was offensive, like in their own head. Because again, we're not like, I'm not a implying that we should just start confrontations with people. Maybe they don't think it's offensive, but even if you don't think it's offensive, you don't want to get called out, especially not in social public circles. So maybe you think twice about saying that thing that is offensive in front of other people again, until you know that you're not going to get called out, right? That's kind of like how we think, like, is this a safe circle? Okay, I'm only going to say this to the people that are safe, which then spares all the other people who didn't want to hear that nonsense anyways. And, you know, this isn't getting to the root cause of like, how do you make that person not racist and not say racist things. But we're really just talking about that interaction that you're having. How do you stop that and let someone know that what they're saying is offensive? And I say, let's take a super simple route. What you said was racially insensitive to me. And I find it offensive. And I'd like to talk about someone else, or, you know, I'm going to go ahead and exit this conversation. Is there a way that we can interrupt these things and put people on notice that what they're saying is not okay? Because I think, I mean, I know how many times have you just sat and let someone say something offensive around you and not spoken up? That happens sometimes. And we're in a place where we can have it happen less and less. And we can use it as a teaching moment for them, but then also a self-protection moment for ourselves. What you said is not okay. It was racial insensitive. And I'm going to go ahead and excuse myself from the conversation. Thank you. Have a nice day, or what have you. Don't be mean or spiteful or anything, but you also don't have to sit there and let someone go on a racist rant at you and towards you and on you as well. And so I don't know. It might not, I mean, it's probably not as simple and straightforward as I just explained it to be. Like, you don't know how the other person is going to react. But the thing is, like, we are always walking in our own power, and we can engage with people or not. That is our choice. No one can make us have a conversation. No one can make us stay. No one can make us listen to them. We might choose to because we feel like we have to, or maybe there's different constraints going on. But at the end of the day, you are your own advocate, your own champion, and the authority lies with you. So if someone says something offensive, call them out on it and let them know that it's not okay. And excuse yourself. And if it's a place where you can't excuse yourself, maybe it's like, hey, you know what, would love to take it offline with you later on to explain more about it. Let's get back to the topic that we were on. You know, if this happens to be at work, or maybe you don't, like, you don't have to take that on if you don't want to, but you can absolutely call people out. And I talk about calling people out and then calling them back in. And that puts a burden on you to like do extra work. And I'm saying, if someone like racially dumps on you or dumps racism on you, that you don't have to call them back in, because we're human. And we don't always, like, that's just not how you want to proceed sometimes. Sometimes you just want to get away and get out. And that is totally fine. That is totally fair. That is totally valid. That's what I believe. So, I mean, this is an experiment that I'm playing with myself. When I hear something that is offensive, I'm going to start calling it out as such, because if at the very least the person thinks twice about saying it in mixed company or to someone else who looks like me, then that is a win. And even better, this is a relationship with maybe someone that I know, where we can actually have a teaching moment where we can move them forward in understanding why what they said was offensive, and you know, hopefully help to change that behavior. in the cases where there's not a relationship there, this is a stranger, like what happened to my mom, you know, slap back and then dip out of there. And, you know, that's not like always the most like generous of spirit, but we're not always in that space. And I don't know, we do a lot of work as people of color, and sometimes we're just tired and it's just not okay. So let's let people know that and keep it moving.
This episode of the Inclusion First podcast is sponsored by the Social Justice Superhero Academy. In this four-day online course, you, aspiring changemaker, will learn how to start interrupting racism that is happening around you and start creating more inclusion and more equity in our world. Now, as part of the Academy, you'll get access to 4 one-hour video sessions, an interactive community space to share experiences and ask questions, workbooks, exercises, and guides to support you on your journey. Enrollment closes in early August, so sign up today at www.tinyurl.com/social-justice-superhero. Thank you for listening to the Inclusion First podcast. We are always collecting and answering your most important questions on anti-racism. So if there's something on your mind, head on over to theinclusionfirstproject.org and click on Ask a Question. We would love to get your like, your share, your follow, and especially your review wherever you find us. Thank you again so much for listening, and we will talk to you next time.